Jackie Shipma, general counsel for the Missouri State Public Defender, told KSMU that either court would have been appropriate since the case alleges violations of both state and federal law, but all of the defendants have agreed to have the case moved to federal court, which is a requirement for the change. Shipma says the Missouri State Public Defender system felt the federal court system would be better for this type of case, but declined to elaborate on why. The lawsuit is centered around the U.S. constitutional right to counsel, as provided by the Sixth Amendment. In the original petition, the American Civil Liberties Union and other parties alleged that Missouri's public defenders are not adequately representing their clients because of an ongoing lack of funding for the state program. The director of the Missouri Public Defender System, Michael Barrett, told KSMU recently he was not surprised by the lawsuit.
We knew that when a public defender has 200 cases, 180 cases, that's a constructive denial of an individual's right to counsel. And so this was kind of inevitable. When the state of Missouri funds us second to last in the United States, what it does, it puts an enormous target on the state's back by essentially telling the country, we're at the bottom, we don't fund public defense, we don't fund someone's constitutional right, and it draws a lot of attention to that fact. And so I'm not surprised at all that a suit was filed.
Do you think that the fact that you did appoint Governor Nixon as a public defender, and it was then highlighted in the New York Times by the editorial board, had anything to do with the ACLU taking suits?
I don't know is the answer to that, but what I do know is, irrespective of what I've done to call attention to this, there's rankings of how states fare in every single conceivable category: healthcare, education, parks, what have you. And what stands out in Missouri is that we're keen to spend astronomical amounts of money on prisons. In fact, we are eighth highest in the rate at which we incarcerate our citizens, and yet second to last in the rate at which we give them lawyers to help the state distinguish between whether someone needs to go to prison or doesn't. Those kind of standings kind of jump off the chart for themselves. And so for those reasons, I think we get a lot of attention for getting it wrong in criminal justice.
Do you feel you've done everything you can to streamline what's in the public defender system?
Absolutely. We have 350 lawyers for 82,000 cases. We resolve trial cases, everything from misdemeanors to murder, for an on average cost of $355 per case, and that's including overhead, okay? Now, anyone who's ever hired an attorney knows that $350 is used up in the first hour of their work, okay? When someone's liberty is online because they're facing a drug possession charge or a burglary charge or any kind of charge, obviously, you want to spend adequate time on that. And when we're only spending $350 worth of time on a case, and then the individual goes to prison at a cost to taxpayers of $20,000 per person per year for a total cost of $727 million, well, that's just not a good distribution of resources.
Have you studied other states who are doing it well, where the judiciary, the prosecutors, and the public defenders across the state kind of form this trifecta and get it done in ways that Missouri is not?
Well, I will say this. The underfunding of indigent defense is a national epidemic. Okay, we're never going to be at the front line of receiving resources. Okay, but even within that national epidemic of underfunding, we're at the end. We're at the end.
But in your attempt to find solutions, have you looked to other states for a model?
Well, the model is quite simple. You get in a room and you decide what are the maximum caseloads an individual lawyer can handle. This is not a unique issue. Okay, there's lawyers and systems all across the country. It is quite simple to say, how many lawyers can one lawyer handle? How many cases do we have? And that yields how many additional lawyers we need. And when I was a public defender on the East Coast, I knew that after 40 clients, I was having to take shortcuts because there simply wasn't enough time in the day. But yet the public defenders in Missouri have 150 and 200 clients.
Again, that was Michael Barrett, director of the Missouri Public Defender System, speaking to us earlier. I'm Jennifer Moore.